Recently, I've heard about the smartphone-free childhood movement, and when I heard about that actually in May last year, I thought to myself, "Well, that's not really for me because talks about being smartphone-free in childhood, and I've already messed that up because my children already use my phone. So they use it to do some homework and send their friends messages and things like that. So it does have quite a strong name, doesn't it? Smartphone-free childhood, but it's actually a lot to do with supporting parents with helping children to kind of thrive in a digital age. I've long been very clear with my children that they won't be having smartphones, and it's important to me that they don't, because having worked in a secondary school for 17 years, I've really clearly seen over the 17 years, in the last 10 years, the impact that smartphones have had on children has been really, really noticeable and really shocking. And to begin with, that was just my observations, but now we've got this growing body of evidence, haven't we, on the harms caused by smartphones, their effects on mental health, and really scarily, their effects on brain development and how brains are being sort of rewired by experiences that children are having at this critical phase in brain development during adolescence.
When you talk about childhood, what age range are you talking about, from your personal point of view?
I would consider childhood to be right from conception all the way through to sort of around 15 to 16 years old. The majority of brain development has taken place, although brains aren't fully developed until around 25. So sort of all of us adults, when we got smartphones, if we're all parents now, so most people who got smartphones, who are adults now, had them after their brains had finished fully developing. And we still find it difficult, don't we, to use them in moderations.
In terms of the support you've had, the reaction you've had, you spoke to town councillors last week. What's the response been locally?
Do you know what? It's amazing. Everywhere I go to a cross-country meet or I go to a surf life-saving event, and somebody will come over to me and say, "Thank you so much for raising this. Thank you so much for what you're doing." Parents are coming to me telling me that they felt completely isolated. They thought they were the only parent that had these concerns, or they were worried that their child was going to be the only child without a smartphone. And so many people are saying that to me. I'm kind of realizing that the main issue here is that everybody's been feeling incredibly isolated. Everybody feels a huge amount of social pressure to provide their child with a smartphone. But actually, what we need is this collective action and to come together as a community to say, actually, no, these are not compatible with child safety, and we don't want this for our children. Or we for parents to feel supported in choosing what does work for their children. So perhaps that's a simple phone where they can still contact home, they can still text their friends, but avoid all of the harms that we know are associated with smartphones.
Yeah, because it's really interesting, the point about the parents feeling isolated and feeling like they potentially are making their child stand out within the school. I mean, when I was growing up, there was always someone in the class that wasn't allowed to watch television, or they didn't have a TV in the house. Now it's smartphones now. And that's a real pressure on parents, isn't it?
It's a huge pressure on parents, and it's a huge pressure on children. And I actually feel, I've apologized to the students in my year 13 class. I said, "I'm so sorry that society's got to this situation where you feel those pressures." And as parents, of course, we are always trying to do the best thing that we can for our children with the knowledge that we have at the time. And I don't think any parent has done the wrong thing at the moment, but nobody done anything wrong. And I'm really keen that people don't feel that they've made any mistakes, because with the knowledge that we have at that time, we always make the best decision we can for our children. However, there's so much more evidence coming out now, and it's so much more digestible and accessible. We're seeing documentaries like the Swipe documentary on Channel 4. We're seeing books like Jonathan Haidt's The Anxious Generation, really helping us to kind of understand what's going on here. And with this new evidence, perhaps we need to make some new societal norms.
So essentially, what are you calling on? And what did you ask Newquay Town Councillors for last week?
So it is my personal ambition that all Newquay area schools be smartphone free from September 2025. That would be all of the primary schools and all of the secondary schools in the area. And that sounds huge because of where we are in society at the moment. However, in London, we've got whole boroughs in London, like the London Borough of Barnet, with over 100 primary schools and I think around 20 secondary schools all going smartphone free from 2025. There's towns like St Albans as well, smartphone free. And there's whole countries where the governments in these countries are moving much, much faster than our government to protect young people. So, my ambition is that we're able to do that. And what I asked of Newquay Town Council was whether or not they were in support of that movement. I think it's so important because with that collective action, we're really supporting parents and supporting children. We're looking after the children of our community in a way that currently the government and the tech companies are not. Smartphones simply aren't compatible with child safety. It's really straightforward. Simple phones do all the things that we need them to do in terms of safety. You know, they allow children to phone home. They allow children to text. If people are very concerned about tracking their children, you can get air tags, which go in a backpack and can help with that. It's just the harms of the smartphones that we need to look to avoid.
So the term child safety, some people might say that's quite strong, mightn't they? But tell me why you choose that term.
Yeah, well, why do I say that smartphones are a threat to child safety? Well, we know that they are changing brain development and we know that they're causing a mental health problem. A lot of the data initially looked like a correlation between smartphone use and mental health problems, such as anxiety and self-harm and even suicide. But the more correlations we see and the more we're able to start to look at the neuroscience of it, the more certain we can be that there's actually a causative link. Mm. We see things like research showing us that 90% of girls and 50% of boys have been sent unwanted explicit content. That was from a 2021 Ofsted review. So 90% of girls, that can be anyone's daughter really, can't it? Seeing unwanted explicit content. 51% of 11 to 13 year olds have been exposed to hardcore porn and seen hardcore porn. And I think that's really shocking when we think about the kind of violence towards women that we see in hardcore porn these days. And that a lot of those 11 to 13 year olds are seeing that and assuming that that is the normal sexual relationship. So, the statistics go on. I think 75% of 15-year-olds in I think it was 2022 had been sent a beheading video. It's things that you cannot unsee. It's things that parental controls don't protect against, unfortunately, because these types of things are sent on group chats. So they come in via apps like WhatsApp or Snapchat. What happens is when children start secondary school or in primary school, they get added to class chats or whole year group chats. And you then have 100 or 200 children all on the same chat. And it just takes one of them to send something around. And suddenly the whole year group have seen something awful.
And you're holding an event this week, I understand.
Yeah, this Friday on the 14th at 9 a.m, I'm running an event at St. Columina Academy. And that's an open conversation about navigating smartphone use with young people. So that's open to all Newquay parents, regardless of where your child is at school or regardless of where you are at in your smartphone journey. And I think really the key thing here is that we all keep talking and we all keep supporting each other in a really open and non-judgmental way.
Tell me where people can find out more information.
There's obviously lots to learn about all of this and lots of research to look into. So Jonathan Haidt has an amazing book out called The Anxious Generation, and that's your research studies. If you don't have time to read a book, he has it as an audio book or just any kind of podcast. Lots of people have interviewed Jonathan Haidt, so any podcast that features Jonathan Haidt is likely to have that information in there for you. And then there's the Papaya Parents website, which is full of useful information, and the Smartphone Free Childhood website as well.